Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Don't do that. Happy birthday to me. Don't squeeze. That's icky. I don't like that.
Okay, sorry.
Are you ready?
I think so. Okay, are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay. Where's the theme music I wanted? Oh, sorry.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Happy birthday to Faith. Happy birthday to Faith. Happy birthday to Faith. It's a birthday.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Two blind squirrels in the morning. One that matters so much.
Yeah! All right. And here we are. Here we are.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. What'd you get?
Nothing. It's not my birthday yet.
You just told everybody it was your birthday.
It is when you're listening, but it's not right now.
So you don't know what you got for your birthday yet.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Not much. I know what you got. Don't get your hopes up.
Oh, thanks.
Maybe you get a stove.
Maybe.
Maybe we're working on that. See, the reason why Faith's not having a very good, like, a lot of presents. I hope she has a good birthday.
Well, the birthday's not about the presents.
Exactly. But the presents will be meager because we're trying to get a stove, and it's going to be our Christmas.
That's my present.
/ birthday present, because it's going to cost a fortune. We can't just get, see, we could just go out and get like a $600-$800 stove. We
no,
could do that.
We couldn't.
We could.
Because that's not what I want.
The stove, but it's not what we want.
The stove that I want is like,
first of all, it has to be a
$3,000.
First of all, let me just start off. First of all, it has to be a slide in, because what we have is a slide in. And the way our kitchen's designed, it's designed for a slide in. We could put a stand up stove in there, but it would look silly.
Mm-hmm.
Freestanding stove in there, but it would look silly because it'd be space on either side. And it wouldn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
I've thought about it. I've tried to work it out in my head how I could make it work, mm-hmm. and it just wouldn't look right.
That's good. Because I'm not getting one.
So that adds $500 to the price.
Oh, no. At least.
Then it has to be stainless steel. Now, stainless steel doesn't cost as much extra as it used to.
Right.
But still, it's another $200 to the price.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's got to be...
Convection.
Convection.
And actually, I've been looking into Trivection now.
Yeah.
And it's got to have at least three oven racks.
No.
And standard ovens don't come
no.
with more than two. It has to be the extra large oven space.
Originally, she wanted a double oven, and I've gotten rid of that idea.
I do want a double oven, but you can't get a slide-in double oven.
Yeah, and we're not taking a second mortgage on the house.
They don't make them. I've looked everywhere. And no, they don't cost that much more. They just don't make them.
We're not taking a second.
And it's not a real built-in double oven. It's an oven and a half is basically
really,
what it is.
Really, yeah. It's kind of cheapy oven. I mean, it's like...
No, it's not. It's great. It's kind of cheapy
because you lose space. You lose space
in
your regular
oven. No, you have one
oven.
Original. You have one size. And then...
But then you lose your warming drawer at the bottom. You lose your pot drawer at the bottom. Your thing drawer.
Right. Right. It's true.
So...
But it has to be convection, and it has to have the speed bake, and it has to have the delay bake, and it has to have... Sabbath mode, and it has to have the separate size coils, you know, and it has to have a bridging mechanism that bridges the burners, and it has to have.
Are you starting to understand? Are you all starting to get it now?
Yeah. But the only thing Brad cares about push button.
Well, you know what? I've given up on that one. Because, yeah, what I wanted, I didn't want those cheapy knobs. Because the knobs always break.
Well, but the one I found doesn't have cheapy knobs. I looked into it.
Knobs always break. You know why? Because the knobs today
not in the
are
one
different
we had
than
the
knobs
the
they
house.
Made 50 years ago.
The ones we had at the old house weren't cheap. I mean, they weren't. We didn't mind them. Of course, it was a gas stove too.
It was a
gas
stove.
But it was brand new. We bought that one.
But I don't think they make them without knobs for gas, do they? I think you have to.
I think
knobs.
You have to. Yeah, I mean, because you have to turn it, click right. it on.
I think so.
Whatever, but it
anyway,
doesn't matter. But anyway,
I love gas. You know what?
It's
I love
my
gas.
Birthday. Why are we talking really about a stove?
The only thing I don't like
about
gas
stove, about
is that you can't control how. There's no real warm.
No. Oh, but they do have now. Like April complains about hers that she can't get it low enough.
Yeah.
And I understood because at our old house, I could never get my stove on like simmer. There was
right.
no such thing.
There's no simmer.
They have like an automatic shutoff now with gas stoves where like it gets to a heating point and then it automatically shuts off for a
like
while.
Like a thermostat?
Yeah. It shuts itself off and then comes back on again.
Oh.
And then shuts off when it gets too hot. That's pretty cool, but that's the only. That's about as good as you get with a gas stove because the burner can't go low enough.
Nope.
So, you know,
fire is fire.
Oh, and the stove has it'll boil water in under a minute.
I like that. I like the boiling water in under a minute.
That's pretty awesome.
Made me some coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Some tea.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, why are we talking about stove? I don't want to talk about stove anymore.
Your
that's
birthday
all
present.
I have been thinking about is this stove.
I'm sorry, it's your birthday present.
I want to talk about my birthday.
Talking about, okay, so.
My birthday.
Your birthday. Happy birthday.
It's my birthday.
Yay. So what is the best birthday you have ever... No, let's start with the worst. What is the worst birthday you've ever had? What was your all-time lowest, crappiest birthday?
I don't remember.
Come on.
I've blocked out all my birthdays from the time I met Sean. I don't remember any of them.
So it was one of those? It was one from your first husband?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it was. He wasn't really into birthdays.
What about the birthday where you fell down the mountain on your face?
That wasn't on my birthday.
You were skiing and you fell.
That was in February. My birthday was in November.
You landed on your face.
That wasn't my birthday.
What about the time you fell off the motorcycle on your birthday?
That wasn't on my birthday. That was in the summer with my brother. I was
riding. You were
riding
with your brother and you were like 10 and...
That wasn't on my birthday. It was in the summer.
And he turned too sharp
in
the gravel.
Again, my birthday's in November.
And you fell. And it was on your birthday, I think.
It was not my birthday.
No, but you got the motorcycle for your birthday.
No, I did not. No. It was my dad's.
No, you got a helmet for your birthday, but you didn't have it on.
No, I didn't get a helmet.
It had something to do with your birthday.
Why must you always make stories that didn't really happen on certain days? Why do you change them to make them fit your...
Because it's a fun story, and I want everybody to think about you falling over the motorcycle, and, you know...
But I didn't get hurt because my brother guarded me. I fell on top of him, and he kept me from getting
hurt.
Well,
that's an unusual circumstance.
Isn't that
is this Ed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Since he spent his life trying to kill me.
Yeah, Ed's usually the one trying to kill you and
yeah. Not on
burying
purpose.
You in igloos
yeah.
and...
Not
hitting
purpose.
Your head on flagpoles. And
he loved me, though.
That's why you're not right now, you know.
I know. Bless you.
Wow.
Does that annoy anybody else as much as it annoys me?
Holy moly. What
when
was
he
that?
Sneezes,
wow.
It's like, it's annoying.
I can bend time.
It's annoying. Wow. My mom sneezes. It's annoying, too.
You know what? Everybody sneezes are annoying. You know what? The sneeze I hate the worst is the non-sneeze. Or that one. That's, Charlie does that. He'll go,
he's gonna,
like, what was that?
He's
I sneezed.
Bust
no, you didn't. You almost sneezed and you just snuffed it.
He's going to bust a blood vessel.
Yeah, you're going to have an aneurysm in your head by doing that.
Yeah, he's going to die.
Not me.
I don't
I let
know
him
my
out.
Worst words. I don't remember. I don't remember.
You don't remember your worst birthday?
Mm-mm. No, I'm sure.
Like
that...
when you went and bought a present for yourself? And...
Oh, that's all I ever did back then.
But you're kind of that way. You kind of want to know exactly what you're getting.
Well, yeah, because, but I don't want it. I don't not. I want
you know
to give
Faith
you suggestions.
Like? Faith would like gift cards.
No.
Faith actually asked for gift cards. Was it 2 years ago? That's all Faith wanted was gift cards. Please give me gift cards. That's all I want.
I did. I would have said just give me cash, but you know people don't like that. And they did they not?
They gave you gift
and
cards.
And I got what I wanted.
And you went and got what you wanted.
And Meemaw loves it that I tell her exactly what I want. I said, Meemaw, I want a new crock pot for my birthday. That's what I want. Please go to Lowe's and buy me a new stainless steel crock pot. Mine is falling apart and I want a new one. She said, done. I like it when people tell me what they want. Then I don't have to worry about getting them something they don't like. There you go.
Yeah, until she gets there, she sees it's $35, and she's like, oh, I can't spend that much on Faith, and I'd have to spend that much on everybody. I don't have that kind of money. This is ridiculous, $35.
No, she would. She loves me.
You're going to end up with a card and a $20 bill like the rest of us.
Well, they are $20 on sale.
Oh, okay.
but probably not the one that I would have gotten. Probably if she'd have gone and bought the one I really wanted.
You're going to get the, like, the thrifty made version of the crockpot.
Get the one with flowers on it. It's gonna, 1995.
It's going to have flowers on it. Duct tape from the pod shop.
She says she doesn't use her crockpot anymore, so if I end up with hers,
yeah.
I told her I'd take hers if she didn't want it. I said, don't go buy me a new one. I'll just take yours. That's there you fine. Go. There you go. And I told your mom I want a 12-inch square-sided Calphalon saute pan.
Those things are expensive, man.
No, that's when, and then your mom will get it for me because I won't buy it for myself.
You know, my mom will be hurting through all this stock business.
So
she may not be getting anybody anything.
She asked me what I want, and I said, that's what I would like because I won't buy it for myself. So there you go.
She may be getting me a jobbity job. That's what
a jobbity
maybe.
Job. She may not have a jobbity job. You have a jobbity job.
I do.
She might not.
I have a jobbity
job. Being that she's an executive and executives aren't faring well now.
No, they're like the aristocrats. The aristocrats. They're like the bad people that they chopped at the guillotine.
Yeah.
People don't like them.
No. Okay, so my birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're so what focusing. Is your best birthday ever? Best birthday ever.
Well, I did.
What was the best party you ever had as a kid? Like, you know, you go to the skating rink, you go to the swimming pool, you go to the
You don't
the
go to the swimming pool in November in Wisconsin. not really what I did.
You go ice skating on the swimming pool.
No, there was not ice yet.
Okay.
It usually hadn't snowed yet.
In November?
No.
By Thanksgiving?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Snowing up there now?
No, I mean, not often. Let me think. When I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
I had a really fun slumber party once where I think I had like eight girls sleep over and we slept. And in Wisconsin, we all have full, like, finished basements.
Yes.
And our basement was the downstairs was as big as the upstairs. It had bedrooms and the whole deal.
Uh-huh.
Had a kitchen in it and everything. And so we were downstairs and we had this big slumber party. We played games and then we went upstairs, you know, like, I don't know. We must have been 10, uh-huh. 9, 10, something like that. And we're trying to be quiet not to wake up my parents. But, you know, 10-year-old girls, it's impossible.
Yeah. Right.
The more you try to be quiet, the more loud you are.
Yeah.
And so my mom had made brownies or something. And we were trying to get them out without them finding out. And we ended up... No, we were making pizza in the middle of the night. That's what we were doing.
Well, why weren't you using the kitchen downstairs?
I don't know. Okay. So we put the pizza in the oven and it said not to put it on a pan, and so we put it right on the rack, right? Well, but something happened, and when my friend went get it out, it collapsed in the middle and dumped all over the stove and the coils and a big old mess. So we sat on the floor and ate brownies, threw the pizza away. I don't know, but that was a fun birth. I remember that, and it was being fun.
And you were 10?
Yeah, and then when I was 17, Dave sent me...
Dave again. That J.D. Vasilian just won't leave me alone.
It isn't him. It is not him. Different Dave sent me flowers.
I only know one Dave.
Ooh. And then when I was 8, no, that was when I was 16. When I was 17, I was going out with Brandon, and he was very sweet. And he sent me flowers. He sent me flowers and this really sweet card.
Aww.
That I still have in my keepsake box because it was very
You still
nice.
Have keepsakes from previous boyfriends?
Well, yeah, just from high school stuff. Just a very select few, not very many.
Oh, not very many daggers in my heart.
No, give me a break.
Just a couple of daggers in my heart.
I don't even know where that box is.
I burned it.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I set it on
fire.
He
burned the competition.
In the backyard, I danced around it in my underwear, chanting evil things.
But those are my teenage birthdays. But then, let me think. And then when I was, I don't remember what birthday it was. Was it my 26?
I would have been around then.
Was that one? 27th? I don't remember. Anyway, when you...
Yes.
You took me on this all...
Oh, the adventure.
An all-day birthday adventure.
What an anti-climax to this story.
We went on a
scavenger hunt.
Scavenger hunt,
yeah,
all
I
day.
Designed
I mean,
the scavenger hunt.
We completely planned the scavenger. We went shopping and I mean, it was fun. Well,
it was like these clues. You had these clues, and they would say, go to your favorite store, you know, and then you would be at your favorite store, and you would find another clue, and it would say, and then while we were there, we'd buy a dress. And then And then in the dress box, there would be another clue. And then we would go there, mm-hmm. Sonic or whatever. And then when they delivered the Sonic, there would be another clue. And right. I set all this up so that we'd be gone all day long.
Right. So then we got back. It was late in the day. And he said, we're going to the symphony?
Something like that.
And I was exhausted, and I'm like, oh, yeah, because I really wanted to go, but I was exhausted, and you knew I wouldn't want to go.
I knew she wouldn't want to go. I said, so we got to go home, and we got to get cleaned up, and we got to go.
And okay. So we got home, and surprise!
It was supposed to be, but we were gone all this time, so that it would give plenty of time for everybody to set up
But everybody bailed.
This great surprise party.
Everybody bailed.
There were two people yelling surprise when we walked in.
But you know what?
We had a good time.
It was fun.
We had a good
time. I was sad that everybody else couldn't make it,
yep.
But it was fun.
And then everybody called. There were a lot of people called
that
night.
Yeah, but it was not a good next day or night for that matter.
Too many margaritas.
That was the night I vowed I will never, ever get drunk.
But that was your your best birthday ever?
I'm saying that was one of the best that I remember. Okay.
All right.
I learned a valuable lesson. Don't drink too many margaritas.
What did we do last year? Last year we went, I took you to Trulux, right?
Yeah, last year was very good because you surprised me with my dearest friends at the restaurant. That was very nice and gave me diamond earrings.
Yes.
And that was cool. And so that was good.
Yes.
And and I think the very best surprise he ever pulled off was...
the Venta Hood.
It was the stove. Several years ago.
Oh, it was the stove?
The Venta Hood? What are you talking about? Several years ago. April and I went for the day. We met for breakfast with them in Dallas, and then she and I went shopping for the day for my birthday. We just hung out, shopped all day. And then when we came home,
me and John.
He and John had hooked up, they'd bought me a new stove and all that, which I didn't know. But when I got there, then they had another big surprise party for me, which people were actually there for. And so, I didn't see the stove. And everybody was, we were all in the dining room and everybody's singing and we had cake and everything. And you go, well, you need to come to the kitchen for a minute. And you made me close my eyes. And I was like, what are you going to do to me? I don't understand. I was very nervous. And so he made me close my eyes and they have it all in video. And I walked in and I mean, I think I jumped 10 feet in the air and screamed and hugged. Because you have no idea. Stoves are very exciting to me.
One of the criteria for buying a new house, me and Faith have determined, is it has to have the crappiest stove ever.
Oh, yes, at least.
That was on Conley Street. We had this, it was a 1950 model.
No, it wasn't.
You're right. That would have been cool. It had a 1970s model.
No, it wasn't. It was like an 82 or 83. Yeah.
White, ugly.
It was 20 stove. Years old. It was it 20 was years ugly. Old. Just like this one is 20 years old.
This was not that bad.
Yeah,
it just doesn't work very good. I mean, it's not that ugly looking.
Yeah,
it just doesn't
is
work very
ugly.
Good. Okay,
is.
Whatever.
You don't look at it every day.
It just doesn't work very good. The oven doesn't bake right. And if it messes up my turkey this year, I'm going to be mad.
And your mom says, you just need a new heating element.
I can do that? I can replace the heating element? I didn't know I could do that.
You can't because I'm getting a new stove.
I'll have to look into that. Okay.
Because this one's ugly. So those were good birthdays.
Great. Well, I hope that this birthday is great as well. Although I have no surprises planned.
You're not supposed to tell me ahead of time. But you know what?
What? We can't even decide what we're going to do.
Yeah, we're very indecisive this year. I have decided...
to follow Jesus.
Yes. A long time ago.
I have decided... I'm going to live
song.
Like a believer.
You're mixing two songs together. I've decided that I like having birthdays.
Okay.
And I have decided that I like getting older.
I think everybody... Well, wow, that's weird.
I do.
Why do you like getting older? But you look so pretty and young.
I enjoy every year.
I don't.
I enjoy every birthday.
No, I enjoy birthdays.
And I enjoy the wisdom. And I hope that... that now that I'm in my late 30s, that I now will that this will be better than my 20s, and that when I get to my 40s, it'll be better than my 30s. And I just hope that every that they'll be better and that I will enjoy them. I don't have any problem with getting older.
Well, I don't either.
But yeah, but you won't. Yes, you do.
I have no problem with having birthdays. I like birthdays.
You don't. No, not the way I'm talking about it. I don't have any issue with my age.
I just don't want to turn 40. I'm enjoying my 30s. I want to stay in my 30s.
I am looking forward to 40.
I'm enjoying my 30s, and I want to stay
in my
30s.
You're not 30. Sorry to break it to you.
I'm staying in my 30s until I'm ready to move on.
I don't know why you're so obsessed with not wanting to be 40. I would love to be 40.
Well, then you be 40, and I'll be 30-something. Okay?
Okay.
All right, deal.
Well, you're not going to say. See, you won't even say my age.
We're switching.
You don't even know how old I am. Do you? Look at him. He's thinking.
No, I know.
How old is she? I don't think I know.
But you're not supposed to say that. That's rude.
I don't know.
To give somebody else's age.
I don't know. It's because you don't know.
I do, too. No, you were born in 1972.
So?
So, you're 36.
Okay, very good. I'm glad you knew. He stalled long enough to figure it out.
I don't... I had to double check myself. If you'd have made me guess, that's what I would have said.
But oh, okay.
I wanted to double check so I didn't get it wrong in front of everybody and everything.
Yeah, that'd have been embarrassing and all.
So, enough of all that. Let's end the show. Happy birthday, then. Faith.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
Sorry to bore you.
You didn't bore me. It's
okay.
Just long enough. That's all.
All.
Right. Here, would you like
fine. I don't cut you off like that.
Would you like a present?
I have that. Thank you. I gave that to you.
I know. Isn't that sweet? Here's a rubber band.
Yeah, I gave that to you, too.
You shot it at me last week.
I'll shoot it at you again.
No, you won't.
I will.
No, you won't. I said
happy birthday
won't.
To me. Happy and bios kundis to y'all.
Y'all.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.